and we would all hold on to ropes, and they would run the horses into the makeshift corral, and they would rope the horse change out of there. And so anyway, I thought that was quite a thrill. I really felt like I was part of the crew. I must have been in my very early teens, and I thought it was just a wonderful thing. But
do you still ride horses?
Well, not like I used to, but when we were before we started going down the ranch there, we had moved into the upper valley, and my father, of course, had been raised on a ranch and everything, and he loved horses, and so we had horses up there, so I knew how to ride already. Mm-hmm. When we started going down to the ranch, so anyway, he always had horses. But getting back to the ranch, my cousin had none of the modern utilities that we have now, or I say utilities, the machines and things that we had. And the first convenience that she had was the gasoline washing machine.
Mm-hmm.
Had a gasoline motor, and it had the central agitator, and she would, prior to that, on wash day, she had these great big iron pots, and you had to fill them with water, one with water and soap, and the other with hot water and bluing.
Hmm.
We used bluing then. Did you ever know about bluing?
What's that?
Bluing was kind of like a finisher for clothes, but it was definitely blue, but it would help get the soap out and everything. I presume that's what it was for.
So sort of like a fabric softener, maybe?
I don't know exactly what it did, because I was too young to worry about what actually went on with that bluing, but the water's just as blue as it could be, but that what was the rinse water.
Mm-hmm.
After it was rinsed, then of course she hung the clothes out on the clothesline, no such thing as electric dryers or anything like that. And when that was, when the clothes were dry, then she would take them into the kitchen where she had a huge gas range. I say huge, it's a lot bigger than the average range today.
Mm-hmm.
And of course the they would have the what they call sat irons, which were, since there's no electricity or anything to heat an iron, that you put the bottom part of the sat iron on the stove, and
mm-hmm.
you would heat it. Then, as she was ready to use them, you know, she would sprinkle the water on the clothes, and then she would get a sat iron hot, and she would use it until it cool down, and she would put it back in the middle of the stove and pick up another sat iron and finish her ironing. But it was quite a chore and took a lot of expertise. But anyway, that was another interesting factor. Then the next appliance that she got was a kerosene refrigerator, which basically is most refrigeration. It works from the standpoint of heating, then as the gas would cool and expand, then it would cool.
Mm-hmm.
And her first thing I remember her making was a pitaya ice cream. Pitaya was off a barrel cactus. Now you don't see them, most barrel cactus should have a yellow bloom on them.
Mm-hmm.
These had a red bloom on them.
Mm-hmm.
And as the bloom would dry, the flower would dry, that meant that the fruit would turn red. And it was absolutely delicious. Had the same consistency